Hello, everybody. Welcome to Shop Talk. This is Shop Talk number 6. And today we're going to be talking about foundations. It was once described to be by a football coach, and I want to share that with you. And I think you'll get something from it. It's pretty interesting stuff, and it had a profound effect on the way I viewed a foundation. First, though, I want to let you know we've been chosen as a nominee for the Webby Awards.
Webby. Oh. No, keep going.
All right.
We'll keep this in there.
What is it, Webby?
Yeah.
All right. First, though, I want to let you know, guys, we've been chosen as a nominee for the Webby Awards, which means that we're now competing for the Internet's two most coveted awards, the Webby Award and the Webby People's Voice Award. The category that we've been nominated for is Public Service and Activism. And just like the Anthem Award that we won, thanks to you guys, we're going up against Kevin Bacon again and some other cool folks. Judges are voting on the Webby Award one, but normal folks get to vote for the People's Choice Award, and that's really what I'm most interested in. So hopefully, the Army of Normal Folks, you guys, will actually take the time to vote and win. So if you'd be open to voting for our movement together, visit WebbyAwards.com. That's WebbyAwards.com. Click on Go Vote on the homepage. Search for an Army of Normal Folks. Select us, sign up, and vote. If you'd be open to share it on social media and share it with friends, that'd be awesome too. Just be a nice little thing for people to continue to learn and recognize the Army of Normal Folks, and get more people listening. Because remember, the more folks, the more impact. I'll be right back after these brief messages from our sponsors to talk about foundation in Shop Talk number 6.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hey, everybody, it's Bill Courtney back with Shop Talk number 6, Foundation. I don't know if you remember one time when Bill Clinton had his butt in a ringer and he was being asked questions and he said, well, that depends on what the definition of is. Some people my age may remember that comment and thinking how absurd it was. Doesn't really have anything to do with my talk today, but in the same vein, I want to talk about what the definition is of definition. There's a bunch of different subcategories, but this is a definition, according to Webster, of definition. One is a statement expressing the essential nature of something. The other one is clarity of visual presentation. And the other one is right here, as I'm reading from my phone, everybody, is the statement or meaning of a word, group of words, or symbol. Okay, so that's what the definition of definition is. In other words, it's the essence of what something is. When you define it, that is your essence. That is the essence of a thing, a group, or a person. So what's your definition? What defines you? In our current society and culture, there's this ever-growing want, need, and desire for instant gratification. You see it on social media. You see it on all these YouTube things and Instagram things. And listen, I use social media, so I'm not like this big social media's evil guy. I think there's a lot of good that can come from it in the right hands. I also think people who are too young to be using it should not be using it. And I think as parents and adults, we should do a really good job of thinking about what's available to our kids. Nevertheless, we constantly see this this desire for public gratification. I remember when I would ask for something, my mom would say, put it on your Christmas list, put it on your birthday list, or, you know, save a little each week until you can save up enough money and get it. And, you know, as such, and I think most of you will remember comments like those, as such, we were once trained that things worth having were worth waiting for, and things worth having were worth earning. And now with social media and news and the onslaught of stuff in the world, people see much more readily today what others have than they have at any other time in human history. And they desire it, and they desire it quickly and now. And oftentimes, the desires are not necessarily tangible assets. Many times they are cars and houses and things like that, but also popularity, being known, being liked, being famous, being revered. So when you combine this growing societal desire for immediacy and immediacy of recognition in some way or another, I think we're dangerously close to changing who we are as people. So why did I get the definition of definition? Is because, remember, it's the essence of something. In other words, your definition is the essence of who you are. What defines you? What is the essence of who you are? So I want you to imagine in your mind's eye a Super Bowl trophy or a World Series trophy or an award in your business or in your community or a plaque or something that gets you that recognition that it seems like is so pervasive in our society today that we're all looking for and we're looking for so quickly. I want you to think about that trophy or plaque. And I'm going to sit it over here in the corner and I'm going to ask you to stand on it for 5 minutes. If you can stand on it 5 minutes, I'll give you $150,000. You will not be able to do it. I want you to think about a basketball or a football. If I ask you to stand in the corner for 5 minutes on a basketball or stand on a football, a fully inflated basketball, a fully inflated football for 5 minutes, I'd give you a bunch of money. You should try, but you would fall flat on your face. A brick of hundreds that is about an inch and a half tall. It's $50,000 wrapped from a bank. If I stacked those bricks up about 2 feet tall, that would be close to $1 million. And if I said, look, I'm going to stack these hundreds up, and if you can stand on them for 5 minutes, you can have them all. You might try, but those $100 bills are going to buckle. That thing doesn't, it's going to fall out from under you. See, you can't stand on money. You can't stand on awards and accolades. You can't stand on the things you achieve in sports or in music or in the world. You can't stand on all of those things that we continue to push out to social media that seem to more and more be what we're looking to define us. Because if the essence, the definition of you, if your essence is awards and money and accolades and fame, and that is your foundation, because that is what defines you, that is your essence, you will both literally and metaphorically fall on your ass as that foundation that you're trying to build crumbles beneath you. Because you can't stand on trophies, footballs, basketballs, money. You just can't do it. Conversely, if you build a foundation, if your essence, if the definition of who you are is character, commitment, integrity, discipline, someone who respects the dignity of hard work, understands the value of grace and forgiveness, if what defines you are core values and tenets that your grandmother probably taught you at a kitchen table one day, if that is what defines you, if that is your essence, that provides a proper foundation that you can then stand on. And then, after taking the time and putting in the work and not getting this immediate reward satisfaction thing, but putting in the time and the effort and the work to build that proper foundation for your life, then when rewards and accolades and money and whatever else you seek in your life comes, you can hold them all in your arms perfectly because you have something to stand on in order to support those riches and rewards. I just feel like as I look in culture today, I'm seeing it backwards. We're wanting those things, that immediate gratification things, as if that's what's going to define us and be our foundation for our lives, and we will crumble under the weight of it. All you have to do is look in the news cycle, and you can see many people whose massive fortunes and wealth and fame have crumbled, and they are either dead or in jail, and there's others right now that are facing jail time or death as a result of their immediate gratification that they sought by the definition of their essence was awards, accolades, fame, and money, and they never spent the time to build the proper foundation to handle it when it came to them. Football coach once told me that, maybe not in the same words I did, but basically said, you know, you can get all the trophies and you get your name in the paper and everything else, but if that's what you're basing who you are on, you will fail. Build a foundation so then you can properly receive those accolades, and then you can be healthy with them, which is basically what I'm saying to you. Build the proper foundation. Understand what defines you. Be willing to put in the time and the work. Be willing to save for that thing you want. Be willing to put what you need on your Christmas list, metaphorically, in order to build the foundation so that when you chase your dreams and your goals and the accolades and the money and all that you seek comes to you, you have a proper foundation to hold it so it doesn't crumble around you and those you love. This is Shop Talk. I'm Bill Courtney. Think about building the proper foundation before you go chase your dreams. We'll see you next week.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.